Welcome back, everyone, to the Daily Aces Tennis Betting Preview Podcast. I'm Alex Christensen, and you can find me on Twitter at _noops. That's at _noops for all my tennis picks and content. But today I'm here to talk to you guys about the second round matchup of Katie Bolter versus Aryna Sabalenka. We saw both opponents in their first round. Sabalenka looked pretty good in her first set, up 6-1, struggled a little bit in the second to put away Monica Nicolescu, 6-4. Nicolescu really struggling to do anything really in this match. You could see her being just overwhelmed by Sabalenka's power, despite getting 92% of her first serves in, still loses the first set 6-1. Katie Bolter came out, and in her first match since Nottingham, where she finished in the quarterfinals and had to retire, it did take her three sets to beat Danielle Lau. She was able to get back at least to a tiebreaker after being broken in that first set, so was found that to be pretty heartening myself, won 6-3, 6-4. As I start to look at the lines in this match, there are some huge, huge numbers here available on Katie Bolter. From a moneyline perspective, she's plus 768. Plus 1.5 sets, she's plus 230, and the total is a very tiny 18.5. I'm going to be playing that money line again, plus 768. We'd play that down to plus 700 or 7-1 or better. The plus 1.5 sets, I would play that down to plus 200 or 2-1 or better. And the total 18.5, I would play over 18.5, over 19 is fine. This match should be much, much, much more competitive than it's being laid out to. Sabalenka is the superior player. If she is playing her best tennis, she is very capable of winning this match 2-2 or some very quick way like that. But Bolter is very underrated on grass. Again, made the quarterfinals in Nottingham, has traditionally done very well on the surface, even though she hasn't played in 2019 or 2020. Again, tough years for everybody. There really was no grass season in 2020. But you go back and look at some of her performances, she is from Great Britain. Again, a lot of grass courts there, so very comfortable on the surface. I think both her serve and her ability to volley will allow her to steal a couple games from Sabalenka, even make a couple breaks or two, and she is more than equipped to take advantage of any of the errors that we know Sabalenka is capable of hitting. She is still a player that plays with very, very low margins. So I'm going to be backing Katie Bolter here in a few different ways. You know, again, I mentioned the money line, plus 750. I mentioned the spread. I'm going to go with a set spread here of plus 1.5 instead of the game spread, which is right around 5.5, 6, depending on where you look. Again, I mentioned if Sabalenka does win this match and is playing very well, she is capable of winning by a lot. But I think Bolter is more likely to steal a set than she is to keep a close number. And the total over 18.5, just an astonishingly low total to me. I would have this at 20. So 18.5, 19, 19.5, it's all good. One and a half units for me on that total over 18.5. A half unit on the money line, 7-1 or better. And another half unit on Bolter plus 1.5 sets, plus 200 or 2-1 or better. Thank you for listening. Again, this is the Daily Aces Tennis Betting Podcast. I'm Alex Christensen. You can find me at _noops. Be sure that you follow Steve at @ace_previews and John at @JRTweetsTennis as well. They are my other two partners here on this show, making sure that you have all the content and picks that you need to be successful. Good luck and have a great day.